This is the VOA Special English Development Report. The World Health Organization has begun to use a new vaccine against polio. Officials say it will become a major tool in the campaign to end a disease that mainly affects children under age 5. The new formulation is known as BOPV, or bivalent oral polio vaccine. It was used for the first time in December in a polio immunization campaign in Afghanistan. Carol Pandak is with the Polio Plus program of the service organization Rotary International. She explains that health workers have been using what are called trivalent vaccines in some places. These are areas like Afghanistan where more than one kind of polio virus exists. There are three types of polio virus. The trivalent vaccine is least effective against type 3, more effective against type 1, and highly effective against type 2. As a result, few new cases of type 2 have been reported since 1999. This has led to greater use of monovalent vaccines to protect against either type 1 or type 3 polio. But Carol Pandak says the monovalent vaccine is not enough in areas with both.
You address the type 1 and the type 3 cases go up. You address the type 3 and the type 1 cases go up. It's an early Christmas present for the Global Polio Eradication Initiative.
Rod Curtis at the World Health Organization in Geneva says the new bivalent vaccine solves the problem.
The beauty of the bivalent vaccine is that it's able to attack both types of wild poliovirus in one dose.
Carol Pandak says tests found the new vaccine to be 30% more effective than the trivalent vaccine. More than 30 new cases of polio were reported in Afghanistan last year. About half were type 1 and the others type 3. Rod Curtis says that shows the importance of the new vaccine targeting both viruses at once. Officials say similar vaccination campaigns are planned this year in India, Nigeria, and Pakistan. Intensive vaccination campaigns have reduced the number of new polio cases reported worldwide to fewer than 2,000 a year. The Global Polio Eradication Initiative says the number has fallen by 99% since 1988. Polio is highly infectious. One victim in 200 suffers permanent paralysis, usually in the legs. 5 to 10% of those victims die when their breathing muscles fail. And that's the VOA Special English Development Report, written by June Sims. I'm Steve Ember.